Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
October 17th, 2007, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, an interview with Mark Dom, Senior Product Manager for Adobe Photoshop Elements 6, which is the latest version of Elements for Windows, that's XP and Vista. And we're going to chat with Mark, and Mark is a great interview, and I think you're really going to enjoy listening to what he has to say. Now, this week is sort of turnabout's fair play. Last week, Mac users got iPhoto 08 all to themselves, and it was a good show, and there's lots to talk about. This week, it's going to be Elements 6 for Windows users only, and you know, there's lots to talk about there, too, and much in the same way that Windows users, I think, should know what's going on the Mac platform, because after all, you guys are the photo gurus. You're the people that other folks ask, what should I do? And you need to understand both platforms. I think it goes the same for Mac users. And so I hope Mac users listen closely to what Mark has to say this week for two reasons. One, because I think Photoshop Elements is probably the consumer image organizer, editor, and output application for Windows users. I think it's probably the best choice. And also, he also says that the Mac version of Elements is coming out first of the year. And I think some of the things that he talks about today will be things that we can cross our fingers that we see in the Mac version in early 2008. So lots of good stuff here. Plus, Mark is just a terrific guy. And I think you're going to enjoy listening to him talk. So before I get to that, I just want to make a couple little housekeeping things here. The first one is, of course, this month's photo assignment is close-up, and you have till the end of October. Close-up, I think this is going to be a strong gallery. I think you're going to like it. I'm already liking what I'm seeing that's coming in. And if you have any questions about how to submit, just go to the submissions page on the Digital Story. Very easy to do. Also, grab shots, keep them rolling. We had a nice conversation on a grab shot last week, and I love seeing that sort of activity. The grab shots have been terrific, and they're worth talking about. So if you got one sitting around, send it in. And if you see one that is worth talking about on the site, make sure you add a comment. And then the other thing, I want to thank our sponsor, Boink Software. Makers of Photo Magico, the best slideshow software in the world, and you can get it on the Mac, and you can find out more about it on the Digital Story by clicking on their button. And I think we're ready to go. So I'm going to turn it over. This was actually recorded at Adobe headquarters. The photo that you see on the show notes page was taken, I believe, on the 11th floor there in the West Tower of Adobe. So if you've ever been there, you might recognize it. If you haven't been there, I'll give you a little peek inside the hallowed halls of one of our favorite software companies. And you'll also see Mark there, and you get a chance to see what the face looks like that goes with that wonderful voice that's talking about Elements. So I'm going to turn it over now to the interview, and then I'll catch you on the backside. Well, I'm here with Mark Dom today, Senior Product Manager of Adobe Photoshop Elements. And Mark, this is pretty exciting time because you guys have a brand new release of Elements for Windows. Elements 6, I believe. Is that correct?
That's right. We ship Photoshop Elements at the end of September and Premiere Elements too. So we actually have to say Photoshop Elements, not just Elements anymore, because we have a video editor as well.
That's why you're the product manager and I'm just the guy that interviews. Well, actually, while we're on this, I mean, you know, because when you see the box, there's also, the Premiere Elements. Is that always bundled together, or can you buy them separately?
Yeah, you can buy them separately, but we release both at the same time because we have some great integration features. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take photos and work them into more fuller video types of productions, we have some features that help enable that. So it's good to get them both together because every year we've got some new kinds of integration features there for you. But it's possible if you're focused just on photo editing, you can get that.
Today, I think let's focus, though, mainly on photography, on still photography. This is... I have had a chance to both play with this release on my own, and then we were just playing with it right now. This is not your dad's Oldsmobile, old Photoshop Elements kind of thing. This is a very robust, powerful image editor and organizer that also is using a lot of the Adobe technologies that we see in CS3.
Absolutely. Well, it's really kind of an unfair advantage that we have access to all the Photoshop technology. And the real challenge for when we make the Elements product is to sort of wrap that great technology in a way that someone who doesn't say they spend 80 hours in the program, like a lot of Photoshop customers report, someone like that can really get into Photoshop Elements quickly, but still have access to a low learning curve to be able to accomplish a lot.
Let's actually talk about this for a minute, because one of the questions that I get a lot is, should I go Photoshop CS3? Should I go Lightroom, Photoshop Lightroom? Or should I go Elements 6 or, in the Mac case right now, 4? So now you're the product manager for Elements. So, what is your answer to that question? I mean, I suppose you follow up with other questions when someone asks you that. But, what's your take on that?
Well, my first question usually is, what do you want to use Photoshop for? And depending on the answer, of course, we can go lots of ways. But short of that, just to give sort of a generic answer, Photoshop Elements is really designed for home use. You can see it in the features that we promote and the design of the application being kind of easy to use. And then there are also, for Photoshop, there are a lot of Photoshop customers that really like to have the best and the greatest sort of cutting-edge technology. And there's a fairly big contingent of Photoshop users who also use Photoshop at home. And so the main kind of differentiator for that is there are people who absolutely want to have all the knobs and whistles, and they really kind of also want headroom to grow, the way to and use the software the way that pros use it. So if that is kind of your main driving interest, while Elements is a great way to start, Photoshop is really the destination for a lot of those that have those aspirations of being, like the pros are. And there's certainly tons of tutorials and books that tell you how to use Photoshop. And while many of those apply to Photoshop Elements sort of on a basic level, and there's just a lot of things you just can't do in Elements. And that's really where Photoshop's power is.
And there are a lot of things that you've shown me that you can do in Elements, and I want to really touch on a few of those right now. The thing that I noticed, and maybe you could start out by framing the application for us by those tabs, is I think those tabs tell a big part of the story. You have these. So this is not only an application for image editing, which is, of course, the first thing that we think about. It's also a powerful tool for organizing your photos, which I got to tell you, I do workshops all the time, and it seems like the main organizer of photos, and especially for folks that are using Windows, is the file system itself. And so Elements definitely can help you there. It even has keywording, things like that. And then you have a lot of pretty fun output options, and a lot of them are connected to services. So as I look at this, it seems like maybe there's also a comparison to a integrated photo manager such as Lightroom. I mean, this thing has a lot of functionality beyond just pushing pixels around.
Absolutely. About 3 years ago, the Photoshop product really kind of underwent this transformation. And it is a response to kind of a market condition, which is so many customers now are grabbing thousands of digital photos with their digital cameras. And they're running into limitations of storing photos in folders on the hard drive because they're unable to find the photo that they really want from, that birthday photo of the kid that, which folder was that in? So the folder structure started, I think, to become a much more pain point around the workflow. And Adobe, being a company that sort of has the luxury of designing a product for specific segments within the imaging sort of market, we could really focus on the home user's problem and try to solve that for them. Another problem that we found that people who are using digital imaging software at home was that they're juggling 4 and 5 different applications, one for making a slideshow and another for organizing their photos and another for editing. And that actually really slowed down people's ability to make a lot of progress. So we wanted to wrap as much as we could into Photoshop Elements. So it could be everything. It could be your best way to import images off your camera, organize them so that you can quickly find the stuff you want, and of course do the editing and the sharing. Because for our customers, a lot of it, you know, it's not just about having the best editing experience, but it's about sharing that once you're done. And so it's real important to connect the program with kinds of extended services like sharing and print services.
Let's talk about a couple of those organizational tools right now. I mean, you showed me smart folders earlier. I'd like you to touch on those. And then if there's a couple other organizational goodies that you'd like to, go ahead and talk about those. But I think smart folders is a good place to start because it just really shows the sort of intelligence that's put into that end of the application.
Yeah, so you know, one of the great strengths of the Photoshop Elements Organizer is you can manage thousands of images in it. And we have a new database driving the program this year, and so it's capable of supporting even thousands more. So we wanted to have nice, fast performance. But one of the pieces of feedback we got from customers was, gee, you know, it's great that I could organize thousands of photos, but sometimes I don't want to see thousands of photos all every time I launch the program. So we took that to heart, and we were running into the same problem ourselves. So, of course, we have tags, which you can use tags to quickly find photos. We have the notion of albums, which is a way that you can separate some photos apart from the tags and just have a special collection. And we've extended the notion of albums to these smart albums. And a smart album is a configurable search. You can kind of think of it that way. What you can do is you can embed some search criteria that will allow you to browse just the photos you want. So the example that we talked about earlier, and I think it is very common with a lot of people at home now, is you may have more than one digital camera at home. I know I have a Canon that I use for myself, and I've given the kids a Sony point-and-shoot. And when I'm working in Photoshop Elements, I want a way to instantly just see all the Canon photos. So I've created a smart album that will show me just my CR2 files. When I click on that instantly, I'm working just with my photos. We have other criterion that you can bake into your smart albums that are more time-based, like all the photos from 3 months. And you can even have up to 10 different criteria in there. So it's a very powerful way to quickly kind of filter through the photos you want so that you're just looking and working with the photos that you want. I want to touch a little bit on the tabs that you were talking about. So one of the goals in this latest version of Photoshop Elements was to declutter the interface and take as much of the little buttons and everything that used to surround photos away so that you could just be working more with the photo and then the tools around it. And so we've migrated. We used to have some floating toolbars and some noise around the bottom. We've migrated them all into these sort of, think of them as functional buckets of organize, fix, create, and share. And so you no longer have to filter through lots of menus if you're new to the program to find stuff. Now you can just click on the tab, like the Fix tab, and then all of the instant fix things that you would want to do with your photo right in the organizer are accessible. So you're able to do more instant fix kinds of things there. And then the tabs also give you that way to go further. If you want to launch editor and go into that workspace and do more, that's easy to do too.
Yeah, I really like the tabs a lot. And combined with the interface, which now has sort of that charcoal background that's just beautiful. I sort of reminiscent a little bit of Lightroom. Have you guys been having lunch together, or how's that working out?
Oh yeah, we cross each other in the hallways. We see what's going on, and the darker background does have a real nice aesthetic for looking at your photos and working on your photos. And we saw the same kind of thing with our customers. Interestingly enough, when we asked home users about, should we go with a pure dark background or with more of a charcoal background? The feeling was, you know, pure dark is great, but wow, that feels a little more intimidating. And so we've actually tweaked up the background in Photoshop Elements to be a little lighter, a little more inviting. The tabs that we were talking about have a little color on them. So we've kind of done a lot of real subtle things, not just to make just the overall experience work well, but we want to make sure it's psychologically tuned to be comfortable and fun too.
Well, exactly, because, I mean, you're trying to match the application to the audience most likely to use it. And now, you know, I never, you know, as a professional photographer, I guess, you know, we kind of did ourselves in when we became hooked on these black cameras and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And if you're a pro, you're gonna, you know, you have this real streamlined thing. So, you know, so now, you know, our applications maybe aren't as fun as what we see with Elements and some of the other stuff. But I think Elements has a really nice look. I think it looks terrific. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention, it has stacks.
That's right. We've had stacks in the past. The first stack that we offered was a version set. So unlike Lightroom, where Lightroom does non-destructive edits, Photoshop Elements uses more of the Photoshop sort of way of doing things. So whenever you edit a file, you create a copy. Well, we'll automatically create the copy for you and stack them, which is a nice way to, you know, keep you from having to see a ton of photos that you don't necessarily want to always see in your organizer, sort of your thumbnail grid view. So stack just lets you stack those photos on top of each other. We also, aside from version sets, we also just do general stacks. And we have a nice feature that we actually offered last year, which is a neat stacking feature, which is automatically suggest photo stacks. So this happens quite a bit when you're out and you're taking a bunch of photos, and maybe you're on a boat. There's a lot of movement. And so you snap maybe 30 shots, hoping that you get one good sharp one out of the group. And then your job when you get home is to try to consolidate that, stack them together. The automatically suggest photo stacks feature will analyze the content in each of the photos and actually try to highlight the ones that belong together. So then you can just click one button and stack them all so that they don't, again, clutter up your whole grid view.
That's really nice. I really like that. You mentioned something. When you enter, when you upload a photo into Element 6, then does Element 6, does that protect that original, and are you always working on a copy, or what's the thing, what's the philosophy on that part of it?
Yeah, well, we know that a lot of people really have a very particular way that they want to store their photos when they import them. So the first thing is our photo downloader will conform to whatever your sort of rule set are. I want it in such and such a folder. I want it to be named in such and such a way. Once you've done that and you've got the file on your hard drive, the organizer will link to it as just a pointer to the file. And when you open the file, you're looking at the original bits. When you go to edit it and then save the file, you have the choice of doing a save, which could replace the file, or a save as, which creates a copy automatically. If you use any of the auto fix sort of one-click features in the organizer for, you know, fixing red eye or auto levels, those will also automatically create a copy of the file. So that's sort of our file management, is we want to create copies anytime a user starts to do an edit. But with Photoshop Elements, we also want people, if they're comfortable replacing files, we don't enforce that policy throughout. So you can change some settings and have it do a replace every time. So if you're concerned about that, you can do something about it.
And that's great, unless you're in one of my workshops, and then I'm going to make you use the copy thing, because I really like having the original photo protected. I think that's a great feature, and that's usually what I advocate for folks. Let's move. You know, I wanted, speaking of just Photoshop-y stuff. So we were talking a little bit about image editing, which is, of course, that's what we think about when we think about Photoshop Elements. There's two things. Well, there's a couple things. I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to ask you about, but I'll start out with, so you can kind of go the auto mode. You have a lot of auto features for editing. You even have where you can walk someone through the image editing process. And then you have, you know, you can go the manual route too. Can you give us sort of an overview of what the thinking is, and, you know, what options are available to photographers there?
Yeah, well, oftentimes just an instant fix might be great. And so we do have a lot of instant fix features like auto levels. A lot of people like to, you know, try levels and see if that makes it look better or not. We have auto red eye fix and a feature that we call auto smart fix, which attempts to go in and analyze a photo's color, brightness, contrast, and do lots of different things all at once. When you want to go a little further and the autos don't work, or you're just the kind of person that, you know, I want to be able to go in and touch things myself, we have a variety of sort of different workspaces. And what we wanted to try to do with Elements is give you a place that's comfortable to start. Starting at the very basic, in the Photoshop Elements editor, we have a new mode that we call Guided Edit Mode. And the Guided Edit Mode is what you were talking about, where you have a step-by-step guide. And those step-by-step guide, you know, they really they show you just the basics, like how do you crop a photo. Someone who, interestingly enough, when we put a lot of people in front of the program and we ask them to crop a photo, if you're not already used to Photoshop and the way it works, not everybody would necessarily go over to that crop, recognize a crop tool over on the toolbar, and then we've got so many menus in the program, it's really hard to find there. So the guided edit mode is a great kind of a primer place to start. You can see the crop icon, and you have nice long instructions on how to use it. And so we'll help walk you through cropping, lightening, using shadow highlights. We have one for the healing brush, and we just try to expose you to a lot of the basics there.
So as I recall, it actually you actually do one thing like crop, and then you hit a next button, and it actually takes you then to the next tool that it recommends. Do I recall that right?
That's right. In the new guided edit mode, we have lots of basic kinds of adjustments, and then we have another one that we call guide for editing a photo, where we put together a lot of those basics, but in the right sequence, so that when someone who maybe doesn't know a lot about digital imaging, they sort of wonder, what's the right thing to do? Well, the right thing to do is you want to get your composition right first. So you crop your photo first. Then the next thing is you make your lighting adjustments. And then the next thing might be a healing brush. And then the next thing might be sharpening. And so we put all those together. So even if you really don't know that much, you can at least get exposed to the right order and the right kinds of tools for a basic kind of an adjustment so you can get better looking results that way.
That's really cool. I like that a lot. And, you know, sort of a best practices. And, you know, you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't really know the steps that they need to go in, or that, you know, it's not like they're rigid rules, but it's nice to have a roadmap. You know, you can take a side road if you want, but it's nice to know the main route there. There's a lot of high technology, though, that's built in here, too, where I think you guys are leveraging some of the technologies that you've developed or purchased, you know, for your other applications. And one of them that you just have to talk about right now is that the whole merging technology you guys have is terrific. And Photoshop Elements, I think, has always been a good merging program for panoramas. Now it's better than ever, the merge for panorama. But you've applied that technology in a couple different additional ways also.
That's right. Yeah, we have a couple new features that are all kind of in this family. In Photoshop, it's called Photo Merge, and it does panoramas. In Photoshop Elements, we have Photo Merge Panorama, Photo Merge Group Shot, and Photo Merge Faces. The Group Shot feature is one that we think it's been the popular one as we've gone and described the features and so on. People seem to really go, wow, on this one. I think we've all had that experience of trying to take a photo of a group of people, and you've got squirmy little kids looking the wrong way, their eyes blinking, or what have you. And so I think we've all sort of instinctively gotten into this routine of, you know, snapping five or six versions and hoping for the best when you get back into Photoshop Elements that you've, you know, got all the best faces in one of them. Hopefully you'll get a good one. The Photo Merge Group Shot feature has a custom workspace to help you really quickly and efficiently go through your stack of five images and compare them all. You can set one as your base image, and then you can go through the other four and sort of pick the best faces out of those other four if they didn't happen to all be in that one. And the key to making this really easy to use, and what really gives people kind of that wow reaction, is we don't force you to use something like a lasso tool or something that requires a lot of heavy-duty technique to go with it. In Photoshop Elements, we give you a pencil tool, and you really just scribble or draw on the part of the photo that's good, and then Photoshop Elements will automatically align the photos together and blend them together, so you really can't tell that you're now looking at a perfectly seamless composite, but it's got source material from two different photos.
Yeah, when I saw you do it, you literally just took the pencil tool and just basically drew a line through the people that you wanted to merge over into the other photo. I mean, it seemed that simple.
That's right. You know, one of the top questions we get from customers as they break out in a cold sweat calling tech support is, you know, how do I do some of these basic selections? And so we wanted to sort of move the bar usability on our selection tools up. So, you know, just making that broad stroke just to indicate a region in terms of solving this problem is actually all the user really needs to do to get a great-looking result.
Now, how insane is this merger? I mean, for example, do you have to have the camera on a tripod when you do this series of six group shots so that Photoshop Elements has a lot of information to work with, or can it be just good handheld shots, or, you know, kind of where are the boundaries there on this?
Right. So it's important that Photoshop Elements has the flexibility. So if you're not on a tripod, you can move around. And fortunately, actually, one of the strengths of this feature is how well its auto alignment works so that you can get the best looking blend. So, you know, you can move the camera, you can rotate, change your orientation, you can even zoom in. I have great examples of where I've zoomed in, and after the alignment, all the pieces of the photo that are the same are exactly lined up. And so it really takes a lot of that worry and problem off the table with this new version.
Now, as a photographer, you know, we just can't let clients know about this sort of stuff, because what happens, and I'm tongue-in-cheek, and then I'm sort of serious too, but what happens is, and you're at a shoot, they're suddenly so much more casual about everything. Oh, you can just fix it in Photoshop afterwards, which is probably my least favorite phrase at all. So why don't we just keep this among ourselves right now?
Deal.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about output, if you don't mind. There are some good output things. You can order prints through here. You can order books. I think you can. Can you make calendars? Just kind of give me an overview here.
Right. Yeah. So being able to share whatever you've created is pretty important. So you're right. We hook up to some services that let you do those things. We also hook up to other services just for sharing. So we'll hook up to SmugMug. We're working with additional partnerships, so we have some very popular photo sharing site that we've probably all heard of is going to be able to have a direct connect in the Photoshop Elements Windows Organizer. And then being able to, again, create the cool things is really important. And so another area where we really focused a lot of time and attention is helping people create really cool interactive web content. Because once you get something on the web, there's so many more possibilities that you can offer. And today, I think people settle for, you know, uploading 10, 15 photos and sending out an email. And then, you know, you get one of these emails, you look at the photo, and you get this really boring slideshow. And so we wanted to kind of give people a more interactive experience. So with Photoshop Elements, this last in this version 6, we have flash galleries that have some great interactivity to it. But the important thing about these galleries is they're also customizable. So we have the example that I've been showing is a birthday gallery where you got a birthday cake and it's got some candles and a number on the cake, and you can change the number on the cake, you can change the candles, you can change the backdrop of the photo that goes behind things. So not only do you get kind of, you know, a really well-designed basic template, but you're free to do the customizations to really make it your own too. And so, you know, that kind of customization and really rich interactivity is key. And so in order to support the back end of sharing those, Adobe has a Photoshop Showcase account, and you can share 25 galleries. You don't have to pay anything extra. And so we'll get you kind of into that, the routine of sharing your photos in these cool galleries without, you know, any additional expense.
Very nice. Very nice. And I've seen some of these galleries, and they're also very attractive, too. How well does Photoshop Elements 6 treat the occasional RAW photographer? What's the story there?
Yeah, well, so Photoshop Elements, ever since the we call it the ACR, the Adobe Camera Raw plugin came out, we've supported that. And we continue to support it. One of the new features we have this year for someone who shoots a lot of RAW, and I actually count myself among this population, is we now do batch processing of RAW adjustments. So if you select, you know, 10 RAW images in our organizer, when you open them up, you now get the film strip view that I think a lot of people have seen maybe in Photoshop. And so you can now apply, you know, make adjustments to one and apply it to the rest of them. So it's really, it's a great sort of a workflow enhancement if you think of this as work at all.
Fun work. Yeah. Fun. So it handles, sounds like handles RAW quite well. However, you know, probably the one caveat I would put on it, if you're shooting exclusively RAW, then you might want to think about another Adobe product, Lightroom, which I think handles RAW very elegantly.
You bet. As much as Photoshop Elements is designed for sort of the consumer, Lightroom is really designed for that amateur and pro photographer who really want the RAW workflow. And there's nothing better than getting into Lightroom and doing that kind of thing, too.
When Elements 6 came out, you know, I ran an announcement on the Digital Story, and I got a few comments from Mac users saying, but it's only the Windows version. And they actually weren't that excited about not releasing both at the same time. So I thought I'd ask you about that. And, you know, how does that work where you have a discrepancy between the two different platforms?
Well, we do have different cycles. And, you know, lots of reasons go into why we have cycles the way that we do. In this case, Photoshop was working on the dual binary solution for quite a while. And So what we did with the Windows and the Mac releases is, unlike the Pro products where you really need to make sure that if you're a Pro user and you're working on Windows or Mac, you have exactly the same kind of a product on both platforms, that's not necessarily the case with the consumer. And so we've decoupled the Mac and the Windows releases from each other. And so as part of our announcement when we talked about the Windows version, we sort of anticipated that there would be, you know, the Mac community would be, hey, you know, what about us? And being a lot of Mac users ourselves, we wanted to make sure that people knew that we would be having a version for the Mac that's going to be coming out in the early next year. So and all of there's going to be a lot of great features to look forward to for those customers.
Going back to 6, what's the retail price and, you know, the best way to get it and anything that I didn't ask you that, you know, in terms of features that you might want to comment on?
Okay, well, the retail price is $99.99. You can get that either direct on Adobe, but, you know, honestly, we check Amazon every day, and Amazon's doing a pretty brisk business, and sometimes they do some great discounts there, too. So sometimes you can get a savings on Amazon. You can also get the bundle if you're interested in, you know, getting your photos into video. You can buy the bundle of Photoshop Elements and Premiere Elements together. You can make some great DVDs. That's $149, so it's actually a pretty inexpensive way because Premiere Elements alone is $99 as well. And boy, you're giving me a last chance to say one last thing, and hard to keep from going on and on. But you know, just Photoshop Elements really is an all-in-one solution. Use it to organize your photos because it's a really rich organizer. Use it to edit, and I think this version with its new guided edit mode and some of the nice new features that we actually didn't mention that are more on the advanced editing side, like our quick select tool, really make it a great tool for you to get started and with plenty of headroom to grow. And then finally, the sharing options really help seal the deal for a lot of people because it's, you know, you don't want all your photos trapped here on your hard drive. You want to get them out, and we have some free sharing options to make that possible.
And if you upgrade to Vista, which would be by going and buying a new computer, that's the only way to go, in my opinion, if you go that route. This runs just as well on Vista and XP. Are those probably the two platforms that this is mainly designed for?
Exactly, both Vista and XP, and Media Center Edition, if you happen to have that operating system. And you mentioned upgrade. I probably should mention, too, that if you're upgrading from a previous version of Photoshop Elements, there is a $20 rebate that comes in the box. So there's ways to get a discount off of that, too.
That is the perfect note to end this conversation on. Thanks so much, Mark. I learned a lot talking with you today, and hopefully people go check out this out. Oh, can they check it out, or do you just have to go buy it?
We finally have the tryout posted. It wasn't there when we announced, but we've got it up there now, so you can pull the tryout. It's a 30-day tryout. It's fully functioning. Nothing's limited in there at all.
That's almost as good as a $20 discount. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Derek.
One thing that we didn't have a chance to talk about in the interview but is important to me is backup. And Mark said later on when I was just casually talking to him that you can back up out of Element 6 to CD or DVD. It does have that functionality built into it. So I just wanted to mention that here because I think that's an important thing. I just want to keep hammering that we always have to have some sort of backup strategy for all of our images so that we're protected against a hard drive crash. So I'm off now to New York. I'm going to Photo Plus Expo. I will be there the second half of this week. I'm going to be interviewing lots of photographers. I'm going to be gathering some good information both for O'Reilly Media and for the Digital Story, and I'll be posting on the blog site. So this is a terrific show, and so stay tuned. Keep your eye on www.thedigitalstory.com, and I'll report on all the good stuff that's happening. And if anything evil happens, I'll report on that too. And then I'll see you here next week for the Digital Story. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on the Digital Story.